Thank you and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative has initiated a Section 301 investigation into Brazil's harmful practices, and NCBA testified at a hearing to raise the American cattle industry's concerns. NCBA Executive Director of Government Affairs Kent Backus calling for the U.S. to halt Brazilian beef imports due to Brazil's concerning history of failing to report animal health issues in a timely manner.
Their issues with food safety and the fact that USDA had to suspend their access in 2017. We looked at all of the atypical BSE cases that Brazil delayed in reporting. And so what we were asking for today was accountability. And so that's really where we focus this. And as they're taking all that information, we know that that just underscores the fact that Brazil has some trade practices that need to be corrected. They need to be addressed. And if they're not addressed properly, then that is going to continue to make us less competitive globally and in our domestic market. What we really wanted to focus on is just our outstanding issues with Brazil. If you look at the access they have to the U.S. market, they've been able to ship almost $4.5 billion worth of beef to the U.S. in the last 5 years. But because of all the restrictions they place on our products, we've only been able to sell about $21 million into their market. So We outlined a lot of the bigger issues we have, as well as our ongoing concerns about the potential risk to animal health and food safety, because Brazil has the unfortunate track record of not reporting these incidences when they happen. They are looking at the overall economic impact that Brazil's access has on U.S. businesses, on U.S. farmers and ranchers. So they're going to take input from us and from all of the other stakeholders and then determine what is the best course of action to use. Most of the time, that looks at incorporating existing tools like tariffs. So we've seen this with Europeans. We've seen this with other markets where they've had these 301 investigations that have resulted in these tariffs. That creates a lot of opportunity for then our government to step in and use corrective actions to address a lot of these unfair practices and, you know, behaviors in other countries. So we had submitted comments, a lengthy set of comments back in August. Today was the opportunity to really summarize and hit the high points on this. We focused really on the trade disparity that we have with Brazil. Again, they essentially have unilateral access into the U.S. market. They've sold about $4.5 billion worth of beef into the U.S., whereas we've only been able to muster about $21 million into their market over the last 5 years. NCBA has been a strong supporter of restricting Brazil's access going back almost a decade now. And I think some people may forget the fact that it was NCBA that was the first to come out and oppose Brazil gaining access to the U.S. market in 2016. We were also the first to really engage when the food safety problems started occurring in 2017. And then with each of the atypical BSE cases, it was NCBA that was the first to announce that and to drive home that message to USDA that we need to suspend trade till we can confirm that that is not posing a risk to our market. So I think the key thing on the tariffs is, you know, we've been recommending that the U.S. government continue to use all tools at their disposal. We're still pushing for full suspension, but in response to comments that we submitted back in March and our continued pressure on taking corrective measures against Brazil, that was all taken into calculation. And we were happy to see President Trump listen to us and increase that reciprocal tariff from 10 to 50%. When you look at that 50% tariff and you add the previous 26.4% tariff that Brazil already faces, that means that they now face a 76.4% tariff when it comes to beef coming to the U.S. market. We think that is a good first step, but we have a long way to go. We still think that there needs to be a full suspension of Brazilian imports until we can get USDA inspectors down there to conduct a full and exhaustive audit to make sure that the products they're going to send here are not going to put U.S. consumers and U.S. cattle producers at risk.
Kent Backus, Executive Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. This is Inside Agriculture. One last break. We'll be right back.